Howdy, howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 388, Aspiring to Stay Green. How are you folks doing? Well, actually, I know a bunch of you are doing very well. And how do I know that? Well, you guys are the best. For basically the month of February, while I was recording the Moose Podcast and was posting it there on the website, moosepeterson.com, the feed got toasted. And I'll be honest with you, I have no clue. I have absolutely no clue how I got toasted. That whole RSS feed stuff is kind of really over my head. With that said, I spent basically the last couple of weeks knocking my head against the wall because you folks were so kind. So many of you reached out with kind words, but asked, where is the Moose Podcast? Because that feed went dead, so it wasn't showing up in Spotify, iTunes, and a couple other places. Well, it took a couple weeks contacting a couple experts. Finally got it all sorted out. So you should be seeing them all, except for a couple, the very first ones, it looks like the first six. You should be able to see them now in all your local places you like to see them. Now, in this process, it was interesting to learn that like YouTube is discontinuing their dealing with podcasts in August. Who else was it? Google's killing it, right, in April. So the number of places that you actually can listen to podcasts are going to get fewer and fewer. But I'm not stopping, and I thank you for all your encouragement and for alerting me to the problems. Onward we go. This podcast is being recorded with Adobe Podcast. Now it's being it's being distributed via Castos, which is the Simply Self Publishing. It's the podcast plugin for WordPress, but I've got account people taking care of it, so that problem won't happen again. There should be transcripts a number of places. There should be transcripts on iTunes, the Castos site, as well as there at the podcast blog post at moosepeterson.com. So the transcripts are going on, and there should be more and more. And if you are having problems seeing those transcripts at those other sites, would you let me know? I'm told it's working. I didn't look personally. If it's not working, you know where to find me. Let me know. So much is going on. Let's see. Bedford's big, you know, Bedford's.com, the home of the Moose Discount and sponsor of the Moose Podcast. They got so much. I have a huge list. I'm not sure I could do a whole podcast all that's going on. The big thing is the event going on in Little Rock coming up. They have so many events out there free that you can come and you can look at gear because all the manufacturers there, including my favorite, Mr. Nikon. You've got great speakers. You've got all this information, photo walks, workshops, you know, Bedford's. They're all over this thing called photography and education and helping us move it forward. And they got those little things like great inventory and prices and the Moose Discount you see after you check out. You know, Bedford's, they keep doing so much, which includes sponsoring the Moose Podcast. So if you have the opportunity to talk to them, call, buy, mention my name, not only to get the discount, but thank them for sponsoring the Moose Podcast. Well, getting into this week's episode, Aspiring to Stay Green. A number of the emails that came in the last few weeks when it comes to the feed, one of the common themes in a lot of the emails was simply, where do you keep finding new and fresh content for the podcast? A question I also have received numerous times when it comes to all the blog posts that go on. You know, this is the 388th podcast. Each one's about 15 minutes. You do the math. I've been blabbing for a few hours and recording it and then writing even more. And to answer a question, where do I come up with this stuff? It comes to aspiring to stay green. Now, you might have seen that title and judged the book by the title and thought I was going to talk about, you know, the environment, which, yeah, I could do that too. But this is a photography, not a depressing podcast. So what I'm talking about when it comes to aspiring to stay green, when I started out, for better and worse, I had a lot of immediate success. You know, I'm in 22, 23, and 24, and I'm having covers of magazines and have my own column, and it was like, boom, instant. And I was really, back then, quite proud of telling people that I was the greenhorn. I was the new kid on the block. I'm not the greenhorn anymore. I'm probably moving into the old fart of the block category, to be honest with you. Doesn't mean I have stopped aspiring to stay green. And what do I mean by that? Well, photography, as well as anything you want to pursue in life, you know, whatever your passion happens to be, there's a point when we start out and we're new, we're green. We are untested. We are still finding our way. We haven't sprouted. We are as green could be. Maybe not as green as you ate something that didn't agree with you, but just about that green. And when you're that green, and that's sometimes another way of saying you're really young or new at something, right? You're like a sponge. You're soaking stuff in, and you're trying this, and you're trying that, and failure comes, and it just kind of runs off your back, and you move, and you don't have ruts yet, you know, which is a grave with the ends knocked out. You're still just thirsting to learn more, to try more, to explore more, to see just what your limits are, if there are any. And, well, I aspire to stay green because that process of learning, exploring, wide-eyed and full of wonder, I think is really an important part of the photographic process. There's one thing that I continually do, and sometimes I take people with me, sometimes I don't, is I go to new places. Now, two things. When I go to a new location to shoot, for critters or for aviation, for locations. Even if I go back to a place that I've gone to many times before, Yellowstone, for example, and even though I might have just been there, say, a month ago, if I go, yeah, the roads will be the same, but it's all new again because there's a constant ebb and flow to nature and to wildlife. And just because I, you know, even if I was just there an hour ago to photograph this bison, I go back an hour later, doesn't mean the bison's going to be there, let alone the light. But I like to go to new locations. Just went to one, Grand Isle, Louisiana. That might ring a bell. That's because it was hit by Hurricane Ida, I think it was, about 2 years ago. Really did a number of the place. I didn't go there for that reason. I went there for the birds. But it's a new place. And that whole adventure, and sometimes, like a number of years ago when I went looking in the East Coast for the great fall migration south of shorebirds and found Zippo, which was really depressing to see what we've done to our world. And then down to Grand Isle where came back with lots of really sweet images, some that I've never taken before. I finally got, for example, the shot of a silhouette of a bird beautifully behind the sun, or in front of the sun, I should say. Yeah, the bird was behind the sun. We wouldn't see it, right? Yeah, I know. So a shot that I've aspired to since I was a newbie when I was green. Not that I haven't tried for 40 years. It's just that the stars didn't align. Get it? Sun, star, yuck, yuck, yuck. It's just that it just didn't happen for me. And that's why aspiring to stay green is really such an important aspect of it. You know, if there's one thing that drives me nuts about photographers is when they say, yeah, I've got that shot. It's like, wow, really? Because when you go out and photograph great blue heron, many people are kind of still surprised that I photograph great blue herons. In fact, the photograph of the bird in the front of the sun was actually a great blue heron. And I tell a lot of new photographers, new to wildlife photography, new to exploring, that I, in many ways I'm very envious, because the great blue heron or the great egret, either one, are truly wildlife photographers' best friends, because they are patient. They're big, so you don't have to get close. You don't have to have a big lens. You can get all these great shots of this really cool bird that really doesn't care we're there. And when you've been doing it for 40 years, there's a point where, okay, I've kind of got that headshot. And then the challenge is, well, how can I get it a little bit better? And when you're green, you're just happy to get the shot. So some of the challenge that I have now wasn't there. So aspiring to stay green is another way of saying of trying to stay fresh. It's trying to stay, you know, ready to go, able to just make the shot happen. And that's really what I'm talking about, is that eagerness to please only one person, yourself. And that's really important to understand. You know, we get so confused sometimes in photography, especially with this whole thing like likes and loves that are in social media. And we get focused on pleasing everybody but the one person that really matters, and that's ourself. Because in that pleasing ourselves, we now have what? We have, you could say, a direction. We have made a decision of what we like, and from that we can take the next step forward. And in this process, if we keep aspiring, though, to stay green, everything is going to be new and fresh to us. And even though we've done it before, we will probably see it with different eyes. And in that process, want to tell a different story. And in that process, come up with a photograph that, in the bottom line, shows growth from yesterday, the week before, last year. And when we grow as photographers, what are we doing? We're actually growing as storytellers, visual storytellers. And as that process we keep growing, we always grow our audience. That's part of it. And as you grow your audience, it kind of snowballs. You probably grow the people you please. And then you come back and aspiring to stay green, you got it. You start the cycle over again. It doesn't get stale. You don't get bored. You don't get frustrated. At least not perhaps as easily. It might still happen occasionally. But when you think about kids, we were all kids once, right? You think about kids, you think about how they find something for the first time. They explore something for the first time. When you see them with their imagination going crazy with something the first time, what happens if we tap into that, even though we're not kids anymore? What happens if we tap back into that youth, that bright-eyed, let's check out the world enthusiasm. You would absolutely be blown away if you approach the camera and photography that way, how your photography will change. It's an interesting process if you think about this photography thing. And the process needs to go away as a process. I've been trying to figure out a better word for process. I like the idea of growth, but then that too, you know, it's, so I'm working on that. If you come up with an idea, email me. But this whole thing about getting out with a camera and lighting that passion and sharing that image, that's the end goal here. And I think that, at least especially for myself, I'll keep coming up with new material and going out and finding new things to photograph because I'm always aspiring to stay green. You folks have a marvelous week. If you're listening to this and your clock is off by an hour, remember, we just sprung forward, yippee-ki-yay. But with that light comes images. So remember to go out and make every click your story.